Well, as the Jewish community grew, the problems grew, because then we began having families. While we still had transients, and I believe we still do in the community, there were many other problems, and there were problems of families who, because of lack of residence, could not be referred for any type of state aid. However, in addition to their presenting problems of an economic nature and a medical nature, they had many problems of an emotional nature, which were certainly not helped by their having to make a readjustment to an entirely different type of life than they had lived for the most part in the Eastern communities. And particularly lacking was the extended families. They came without the support that they might have had emotionally or otherwise from parents or from other relatives. They were really very much alone. And in the early days, so many people who came had come primarily because they had physical problems. They became very ingrown, so it was very difficult for a person to be assimilated into the community. People stood off a great deal because they were preoccupied with their own problems, and strangely and oddly enough, not ready to reach out to help others. So that the agency was really the only support system that a lot of these people had. I was helped, for example, and this I'm going back to an economic, if a man showed the possibility and the had some innovative ideas about a business and I felt that it would work, I would refer him to another organization, the Jewish Free Loan Society, which was headed up, who would evaluate and give, and the men who belonged to this group would then advise and review the plan, and then would loan them the basic funds necessary to begin a business. And they would not charge them, because of the Jewish philosophy that you may not charge one of your your own group, of the Jewish group. Mm-hmm. And these people became very successful. They went into a variety of businesses. Small businesses, ice cream selling, which was pretty popular for many months. They would buy a little wagon and ride through the ride on the bicycle attached to the wagon through the streets, or they would do sharpening of knives, or they would go down even in the downtown area and do pencil sharpening and a variety of things, sell pens. And they had the they had the source where they could get these things. And they were simple businesses at first, but later on a little more complicated. And the other types of problems were marriage counseling or child-parent relationships. And the whole, really the whole gamut of problems for which an agency is set up.